This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, Mexico has elected a new president. Claudia Sheinbaum is the president-elect and will take office on October 1st. And already there is a new hope in the agriculture industry that we could see some improvements on some of our trade talks and also some of our research agreements. We will hear from Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, right after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Trade relations with our southern neighbor have been interesting over the past few years, including with the negotiation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that replaced NAFTA, and also some of the stances that current President Obrador has taken when it comes to agriculture. You don't have to look very far to get the discussion going. The main focus we've seen is over GMO corn and President Obrador's ban on it from entering the country that would go into effect really soon. This would put the U.S. in a tough position for trade and also makes it tough for Mexico to find a steady enough supply of non-GMO corn to use. Negotiations with the country have been ongoing, and President Obrador showed a willingness to keep the talking and move forward on his decree. However, a new president means this could go all out the window. Ted McKinney is the CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and he's optimistic we could see some favorable changes considering President-elect Sheinbaum's background as a research engineer. He's hopeful that we could see a change in stance on Mexico's GMO corn ban based on science rather than on political motivation.
Yes, I know I'm optimistic, but I hope one way or the other that corn decree and some other things might see a change. The way to get there could be varied. For example, it may be that before she makes any decision to overturn such a decree, the results of the USMCA dispute agreement come out and say or rule it's inappropriate, and she just lets that stand. So she may or may not have to make a reversal of the decree. But either way, no matter how you vector into this, the result absolutely must be a change in that policy.
Now, ag industry concerns do not just begin and end with GMO corn. As we work with our neighbors to keep harmful animal diseases such as ASF off of our borders, as we've been talking the last week, having Mexico on board with more research funding could help the battle be easier to wage.
We know that there had been a substantial reduction in funding for their regulatory agencies looking after invasive species and various diseases that could, without losing some care, find their way to the U.S. We're hoping that science background is applied in good fashion and we get some things fixed.
It's vitally important we maintain a strong trade partnership with Mexico as we move forward.
We still live in the best neighborhood on the planet with respect to our trade north to Canada and, as you mentioned, south to Mexico. And we've got to strengthen that. If there's ever a time to strengthen it, it's now. I'll also say that here in a year or so, we're going to have the first formal review of USMCA, and we don't want to have to go into that review with all kinds of problems.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.